I went to college. College was the scene of the worst thing that's ever happened to me. This is the worst thing I've ever had done to me happened there. I drank a lot, and on one particular evening, I blacked out and made it home, fell asleep in my own bed, which, yeah, thank you, yes, it's a very, well, now we sound like we're really just making my alcoholism okay. You go, Mark! Yeah. Just make it in the bed, you're fine! Like, just don't sleep in the street! As long as you don't sleep in the street, you don't got a problem! But I did. I blacked out. I fell asleep in my own bed, which I thought was off limits for messing around with my body. But my roommates did not know that, and they broke into my room and shoved a stick of butter down my pants. Which is a thing I did not know people did. And throughout the night, that butter melted and congealed into a real crime scene. And when you wake up in the morning with no memories and you find that disaster, you don't know what to think. You have no idea. I tell you what you do not think. Oh my gosh, did a stick of butter melt in my pants last night? That's not the thought. That's not even in the top 1,000 thoughts. The like number one thought is, no! No! We're done drinking! Then I did what any of you guys would do if you found that. I told no one about it. I kept it real quiet. And since my roommates were drunk when they did it to me, they forgot to bring it up too. So I spent the next 7 weeks of my life in a real gray area where I was convinced I had the rarest STD on the planet. Because I looked those symptoms up. I typed them into a computer. After I got out of my shame shower, though, which I took. Taken many shame showers. This was the first one I ever realized that you can turn a stand-up only shower into a lay-down shower if you are sad enough. Turns out you can lay down anywhere. Just depends on how sad you are. And then that shower just lasts until the water gets cold. And then it lasts like 5 more minutes because you're like, I deserve cold water. So I got out of the shame shower and I went to the internet and I was like, okay, internet, there is a creamy discharge around my pelvis. What is it? And the internet responded with, never heard of it! Which is the scariest thing the internet can say. What? You haven't, internet? You've heard of everything. I'm the first person with this? I'm the Lou Gehrig of STDs? So walked around depressed for 7 weeks, just so sad, until another friend showed up at her house and passed out on her couch, and my roommates were like, we should stick a stick of butter down his pants. And I was just like drunk in the kitchen and I heard that and I came out and I was like, what? Butter down pants. What do you guys think that would look like in the morning? Probably like a creamy discharge around the pelvis, right? Weird creamy discharge. Do we do this prank a lot? And they were like, yeah, man, we did it to you a while ago. Don't you remember? And I was like, was it August 17th, 2006? Is that the date, maybe? Because I got that date marked down on my calendar. As the day became patient zero for Brooks Wheelan's disease. guys are applauding a sad, sad time in my life. I quit going to college for like a week because I was like, you're going to die.